views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune in to your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live, and by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. My guest today is a beautiful young woman named Courtney Feldman, who has a consulting company called High Style Impression Management. So they offer services in key areas related to conveying a lasting positive impression. Things like professional presence, podium protocol, presentation skills, confidence, social skills, and so on. Courtney is an internationally certified impression management mentor and master certified civility trainer. She has an honors degree from the Asper School of Business here at the University of Manitoba. She coaches student ambassadors. She sits on the board of directors for her community center and works alongside nonprofit organizations through the Fast Pitch program with the Winnipeg Foundation. Courtney is also a mother to three young kids. And today, she's here to teach us about confidence and to share some tips on how to project a poised yet fearless presence when you're walking into a play date or the boardroom. Courtney, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Thank you.
You know, two of the things that struck me when we met several months ago, and then again when I was looking at your bio here, are number one, that you seem to have a lot going on at any given time. And number two, that despite this, you still seem to find the time to look after yourself, to give back to your community, to run a business, and to be an involved mom. So I thought maybe we could just start there. Like, were you born able to do this? Or how did you get to that point in your life where you could do all these things and still create a life that you love?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those things we all wish we could have a couple extra hours every day to get it all done. But to say I was born like that, you know what? I would say if I look back into how I became where I am today, it was largely influenced by my mentor at the time. My mother always committed herself to both profession, home, and to the community. So it was, I'm not surprised I find myself in these shoes now, growing up the way I did with the mentor that I had.
Right. Yeah, those role models are so critical, the things that they teach us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So to me, confidence is a major pillar to living a vibrant, powerful life. So I think we should dive into why you think it's important for moms to make projecting confidence a priority.
I think becoming a mother is it's a life-changing moment. And it's this life of serving. When you're at home, you're serving your family. You want the very best for them. You're constantly worried all the time and looking for that next opportunity for your child. You're serving professionally in the work, your customers, your clients, your organization. And it's hard. It's hard always having that focus and serving others. So if we can boost our internal self-confidence, I think that can help the transition. It can help you feel good on the inside, and it can help you push forward those objectives in the workplace, push forward through on those hard days, and to enjoy those good days too at home.
Right. Absolutely. I think that it is so easy for us to get so caught up in all of those things and then to allow that stress to show through, because everybody else always looks so calm and composed. Well, except for the person flipping out in the corner. We know they're flipping out. But other people can look so calm and composed, and really on the inside, they're going crazy. They're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Or you know, they're thinking about the fight they had that morning with their spouse or their child, or, you know, but they look composed. So I'm so excited that that's what we're going to talk about today, because I think that there is such a big and strong connection between living that vibrant, powerful life and tuning in to that confident piece of yourself. So cool. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should first, though, before we jump into this spectacular handout that you've created, why don't we talk about some common challenges to being self-confident and how a person might overcome these roadblocks?
Mm-hmm. It's I think it's hard because you challenge yourself internally. You know, we set expectations, or we tell ourselves we need to be X, Y, and Z, or do A, B, and C. And so internally, the story and the message that we're telling ourselves can inevitably put a roadblock in front of in our own journey to self-confidence, or boosting our own self-confidence. But it's also this the social pressure. There's online, always looking, and although we may not be telling ourselves, we're comparing to other pictures. Oh, they live such the perfect life, or how does she always look so good? Or look at the success of this individual. Although we may not consciously be comparing, just being aware of this sense of awareness with what social media has brought to our lives, I think that can also bring a roadblock or a stumbling block, a challenge to our own self-confidence. We begin to question, well, what are we doing wrong? Could we be doing something different? And I think those are major roadblocks to your self-confidence.
Oh, absolutely. In my book, Standing in Your Power, I talk about that kind of trap we fall into with comparison. And one of the problems is we're comparing how we feel on the inside to how someone looks on the outside. Right. And I mean, that's what we were just talking about a moment ago, that a person can look really composed and look like they have it all together when truly they don't. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's huge, huge, huge. Love it.
And there's also as you becoming a mother, there's this whole realization things are new. Things are different. You have different expectations. You have new responsibilities. You have a new outlook on the future. And I think coming to terms with that, understanding that, appreciating that, is also a big factor in how you're going to project yourself and be self-confident moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. We could have a whole conversation just about things being new and how that puts us into a bit of a tailspin, because we always think we should know how to do things, especially if we think it comes naturally, like most of us tend to believe about parenting. And parenting isn't a natural thing, so it can be a challenge. But let's resist the urge to go in that direction, because you have created a really beautiful and an information-packed handout for our listeners. And it focuses on increasing confidence, but specifically on projecting confidence, even though you might not be feeling that confidence. And I think that those are some really great tips for people. So could we start, like, what are some of the ways that a person might project confidence?
So I broke this concept of bringing confidence to yourself into four main components. I thought this would be an easy way to make it applicable and bring it into your own life. The first piece I thought was, I called it be proud. So this encompasses everything about yourself, that inner being proud of who you are and what you have to offer, that presence piece. And then the next one I thought was be purposeful. And so this revolves around some of the topics around your actions, how you're interacting, that nonverbal, your body language, being purposeful in your gestures. The other one was be present. So this is tuning into what's happening around you and how you can use that energy to boost your own self-confidence. And the final one was be prepared. And this is looking into the future, which as a mom, whether you're at home in the trenches of the laundry or you're in the boardroom, making strategic decisions on where your organization is going, it's always important to keep those next steps, what's coming ahead of us, in perspective and in mind, because that helps us control our behavior, our attitude, which all adds into your confidence.
Right. Nice. Okay, so let's break that down even further now, because some of those are internal things, how you feel about yourself, and that is so important. But let's say a person is feeling like they don't measure up for whatever reason. They're going into a meeting and they're not sure if they're prepared properly. So how do they project confidence in that room? What are some, because you shared so many great tips for how to do that. So maybe if you could just share about three little ones.
So walking into a room, you're uncertain as to the outcome or you're nervous. The number one thing you can do is be aware of your posture. I think how you hold yourself, that presence, I think even just taking a moment to reflect on it, you'll automatically shift in your chair. You'll throw your shoulders back ever so slightly. And it's these subtle movements that can project a lot of confidence. You think about taking up space, taking deep breaths. I think that can all play a big role in how others will interact with you in that room and how you will approach others in that room.
Yes. And you know, two of your tips are really jumping to mind as you're saying that, because I'm picturing, you know how you said walking into a boardroom or a play date. So my brain, being a contrary that I am, right away goes to, you know, you're walking into this play date and you're feeling maybe you don't know any of the moms there, or your child bit another child the last time you were there, so you're not sure how you'll be received, you know. And it's windy out and you're carrying your toddler and you've got the diaper bag on your other shoulder and you know your hair's across your face and mm-hmm. you know, so you're not really able to focus on the posture. But one of the things that you mentioned in there is simply smiling. By smiling, we project a sense of confidence that, you know what, this might look like I'm completely discombobulated, but the truth is I'm okay.
Absolutely. You know, that smile and accompanying that smile with a look in the eye, looking, if you can grab somebody's attention, walking by them in the hallway at the school, and just a smile and a look in the eye, it projects one, confidence from your part, but it also opens up that road to communication, and it makes the other person feel welcome and comfortable, which again makes you look confident in your actions.
Yes. And that brings me then to the other piece that jumped to mind when you were sharing that story, because I can see myself doing this. And I think a lot of moms nowadays might. Let's say you arrived at, let's go back to the board meeting idea. You go into this meeting and you're feeling, okay, you're trying to project confidence. And so you sit down in your chair and you know your posture is okay. And you maybe look around, and then what do? You pull out your phone, because there's, you know, 3 minutes before it starts, and you go inwards into your phone, which isn't that critical that you see what's come in. Can you talk just a little bit about that, about what's happening there and how it affects your confidence, how it's portraying your confidence or lack of?
We all do. I do it too. It's our default. You have a couple minutes. Oh, let's just check the news feed, see what's happening. But what message is that sending out to those in the room with you, or those walking by? It's a message of closed, you're looking down, your body posture is facing down. But take a moment, try next time. I challenge the listeners out there to try next time while they're waiting for their kids' swimming lessons to end or for a meeting to start. Instead of going to the phone, look up around the room, and who's there? What's happening? Engage in a conversation. It can be just as simple as a smile and a hi, how are you? And see where that goes. And then you feed off that energy of the people in the room. Or, you know, even sometimes for some, it's even scarier. Just take a moment and be with your own thoughts. And so often we don't take time to reflect on our day or where it's going, because we do. We immediately throw our nose into our phone and to see what emails come in or what messages we've received or what's in the newsfeed. Just to take time with your thoughts, I think you'd be amazed at what that little bit of self-reflection can do.
Absolutely. And I think that often that is an avoidance tactic. We do it as a way to get comfortable. The same way that if you saw your girlfriend sitting there, you would go sit beside her rather than sit by someone you don't know, because you know you can have a conversation. Maybe not with, I don't mean to say a girlfriend, but someone who you know a little bit better. You look for comfort in that, right? And that's fine to comfort yourself that way. But the phone has become a way to avoid. And so I really love that tip. Not to say the phone is bad, but just to say that sometimes when it comes to portraying confidence, it's a great idea to not pick up the phone. Look around. You'll see the other people are all using their phone as a way to avoid, but look for the other person who isn't, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. Yeah. And just pick up conversation. They're living their life too. They have friends, they have family, they have weekends, they have special projects, they have volunteer, extracurricular. It doesn't matter where the conversation may go as long as it's appropriate, but engage with the people around you.
Yes, nice. So there are so many great suggestions in this booklet. Do you have a favorite? And or let me give you a two-part question. You can decide which one to use. Either a favorite, or maybe you even have a story about how you or one of your clients used an idea from the booklet and found an immediate difference in how they were treated.
That's an interesting question. I like the, when I talk about, it spins off this conversation of engagement, but having an opinion. When you are engaging in the conversation, I think sometimes we forget, you know, we look the part or we're on time and we're projecting this confident presence, but it's what you're saying, what you have to say can also impact somebody's viewpoint or what they think of you, how confident or credible you are in whatever situation you may be. So if you do have an opinion, are you sharing it? And is that opinion, are you always the person who has something to complain about? You know, oh, the class is too short, or the teacher didn't do this, this, and this in the class, or the coffee's never filled at the office, whatever it may be. Are you always the person with that negative spin? So I think it's important to think about not only your presence and the body language and how you're presenting that confidence, but also are the words and what you have to say supporting that? Or are you sending two different messages? If you're always the person who has something to complain about, or you're always the person to contradict, you know, oh no, that's not right, or it should be this way, or you're always the person to disagree, it shows that you're not really, that's not a confident person doesn't do that. You're looking to boost your confidence in a negative way, mm-hmm. which will eventually come back and hurt you.
Yes. And I think, in my opinion anyway, that it's often better to say something like, that is an interesting opinion. Here's my thoughts on it, or, you know, whatever.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not suggesting you need to agree with everything. Absolutely not. Of course, and there'll be difficult conversations that need to be had, but it's your approach and it's the language that you use and it's how the conversation flows.
Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of, I mean, I just want to break that down a tiny bit further so people understand that you're wanting to engage. And I think in the booklet, you talk about standing around the water cooler at work kind of thing, wanting to engage and share your thoughts and ideas. But if you typically do the negative thing, like what's wrong, or complaining about someone, even the weather. I mean, here in Manitoba, we use the weather a lot as a launching pad for conversation, and that's okay. But you really want to watch that negativity or giving advice or always having to be right, because those are the kinds of things that will push other people away. And mm-hmm. then you don't feel very confident, right? So I love that one. It was on my list of one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites was your tip on being decisive, because I think that this is such a challenge for so many moms. Can you expand a little bit on how a person can be decisive?
Mm-hmm. Yes, when I was putting this together, I thought, even myself, there's so many decisions that you're making every day, and some of them are big with big consequences, but some of them are just your everyday decisions. You know, what am I going to wear today? What am I cooking for dinner? What are the kids eating for lunch tomorrow? There's so many decisions that need to be made. Mm-hmm. And so many times I find myself, oh, I'll do that later. Oh, I don't want to think about that decision. I'll get to it later. but really that later in that quiet time, I'm not sure. I'm still trying to work out when that quiet time is.
Yes. So
a confident person makes a decision and moves forward. There is a couple different dimensions to that. One, it clears space in your mind so that you can focus on the next project, the next task that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And two, a confident person makes decisions and moves forward. They're confident in their decision and they're acting on it. They gather the resources that they need and it's pushing them towards their next decision or the next project or the next task that they need to tackle. So they don't float around.
Yes. You know, it makes me think of the progress bar on our computers. Right? So that the progress bar continues to move forwards and rather than just spinning.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I often talk about the idea of that there isn't a right or wrong, that events themselves are neutral. And that comes into play, I think, with this, because so often as moms, like you say, we're making so many little decisions, we kind of get tired. And then when it comes time mm-hmm. to make other decisions, we don't want to do it. We want someone else mm-hmm. to do it for us. And part of that is because we're afraid we'll make the wrong decision. And mm-hmm. so I think it's really important for people to understand that moving forwards, making that progress bar jump means taking action. So it's making a decision. And every action takes you somewhere. So if it doesn't take you where you want it to go, rather than think of it as wrong, you can actually take a step back and go, okay, so that's not quite where I want to go. I'm going to adjust course. And now I'm going to make the decision to do this. And of course, as women, we always retain the prerogative to change our minds. Always.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. I think as moms, we're always second guessing our decisions, or we're nervous to make a decision because we don't know if it's the right decision or will it be accepted or is it the right decision for my son or daughter or for the family? And so there's always, it's not easy to make a decision. But I think also as moms, I had a very good friend tell me once, whatever decision you make for your family is the best decision.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was a piece of advice I will always carry with me. Not second guess, it's the right decision for your family and you move forward on it.
Yes. And I always like to tell people you're making the best decision you can for who you are in that moment in time. Now, it might change 2 minutes later, but for that moment in time, that's your decision. And it is so critical. So I love that you put that in there. I just think it is such an important part of building your confidence, because then you start to recognize you can handle, you know, any decisions, whether they take you in the direction you want or not, you can still handle them. So just make them. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now there's another one there that really jumped out. We're getting very close to the end of our time together, but I'm hoping we can quickly talk about it, which is the idea of holding on to and even expanding your dream and how that helps with confidence. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yes, that comes from the concept of the end in mind. You know, what's that big goal that you're dreaming of? And I always encourage people to dream big. You know, if you had no limitations on resources and time, what would you do? Where would you go with your life? What decisions would you make? And to have that dream in mind really can help boost your confidence in that you have a path to follow. You know, as you said, you're making decisions and you're going along that path. And sometimes we take a little detour here or there. But if you have this big dream, this concept of this end in mind, you have motivation, you're moving forward, and that can boost your confidence in your actions. You'll be more deliberate in your body movement, but where you're moving forward.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, I love that, because I think as moms, especially, we can get so caught up in the little mundane tasks that don't even provide a reward, right? Like you get up, you clean the kitchen, and then you make a meal for your kids and the kitchen's a mess again. And it's like, you know, you have to do these tasks because people will notice if you don't do them. But if you do them, they don't last for very long sometimes. You just wash the floor and the dog walks in with dirty paws or whatever the case might be. So I love that you talked about that and how important it is for people to keep their desire alive, to always have something that they're going for that's a little bit scary, a little bit bigger. And it doesn't mean you have to be signing up for courses and everything right now, but just dreaming about it. permission to dream.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice. So you can download a copy of Courtney's confidence guide from her website, which is highstyleimage.com. And then if you put a /confidentmom, all one word, on the end of it, you will get led right to that download. And of course, as you can tell just from our conversation, it's loaded with tips that will help you to live confidently wherever you are in life. So it is well worth getting that download. And of course, you can find out more about Courtney at highstyleimage.com. I will put the link for that on the blog that is connected to that interview, as well as on the Transformation Talk Radio page connected to that interview. Courtney, it has been such a treat having you on the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. You shared a lot of wonderful tips. So thank you so much for giving up some of your very precious time, and especially for creating this beautiful handout for our listeners. I really appreciate you.
Wonderful. It was great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in, sharing, and hopefully raving about this show. I so appreciate you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Courtney Feldman, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.